Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me. My name is Danette Moss. I'm your host here at Strategy Talk and More. And joining me today is the awesome Eric Beard. Now, for my Periscopers, it seems I'm having a little issue here with our camera, so bear with me. I'm actually broadcasting live here with Eric, and I wanted to make sure that we actually brought you guys up to so you can kind of know what we're going to be talking about today. But before I get into that, I want to give you a little bit of information about me. My name is Danette Moss, and I am your online visibility strategist to wifepreneurs and mompreneurs at Let's Talk Strategies, home of Get Your SaaS On. And SaaS stands for Strategic Action Systems, and the online visibility method also is there with us. Now, joining me today in our broadcast, and Periscopers, please bear with me. We're trying to get you all positioned the right way here, so I'll be right with you guys shortly. But joining me today is the awesome, awesome, awesome Eric Beard. Let me tell you guys, relationships are so important. I met Eric Beard out in the Listapalooza community. And I tell you, the information that I've learned from Eric was so valuable, valuable enough that I decided that he would be an awesome guest here on Strategy Talk and More. Now, today's topic is a topic that I believe is one that's really, really needed. Okay? Let me just start with that. It's really, really needed because we all know that networking is an area that so many people fail in, and it's an area that a lot of people don't think that they need help in. So our topic today is the five big business networking blunders most people make and how to avoid them. Eric Beard is actually going to tell us about that today. We're going to have this awesome conversation. He is the founder and principal coach at Pitch for Success. Eric Beard applies his unique professional background and entertaining speaking style to help professionals build profitable relationships in the 21st century. And we all know that relationships are awesome, but profitable relationships is where it's at. Eric started life as a television editor and producer. His career since has taken many turns, but it always comes back to how to tell an effective story. And I'm going to tell you, Eric has a story to share with you all here today that I'm excited about. He's taught over 6,500 professionals since 2013. Emphasizing authentically and simplicity, he teaches a new perspective on how to be successful in the 21st century business. His purpose is to empower professionals to network naturally, present powerfully, and sell successfully to achieve their goals. Now, his training programs, just to name a few, are Network with Ease, Find Your Perfect Client, and Mission Storytelling. Now, I'm not going to go on and on and on about on Eric's bio because I'm going to get him to come on in a second and kind of talk to you guys and share awesome tips. And for the most part today, it won't necessarily be a tip, but it'll be the tip of the things that you should not do. And our topic, again, is the five big business networking blunders most people make and how to avoid them. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Eric in. How are you today, Eric?
I'm good, Danette. How are you? Looks like you're enjoying your back porch there. I actually pulled you up on Periscope.
You got me on scope. I see that I have actually my barbecue pit there. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to make it a little bit more interesting.
I'm enjoying the trees, though. That's really nice.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying that. We have people already giving us hearts. And if you guys are just now joining us, my name is Danette Moss. I'm sitting on my awesome back porch here in the metropolitan Atlanta area. It's quite warm and humid. And I decided to scope out here today. I did my scope last week out here, and it went off well. Hey, Erica, thank you so much for joining me. Let me tell you guys, make sure you check out Life After 9 to 5. Erica there, she does awesome, awesome scopes. And scopers, make sure that if you have any questions, we are actually going to be answering all scope questions as well. Thank you so much for sneaking while on a call, Erica. Now, I want to go ahead and get started. Scopers, let me know. Erica, can you hear us out there? I see other people are out there joining us as well. Let me know that you can hear us out there. Ew, I don't want you all to have a picture of that. Okay, great. Now, Eric, I use this terminology a lot as it pertains to networking with a purpose on purpose, as well as I cannot stand going to networking functions or events, and people are pushing me, pushing up on me with a business card, you know, like a used car salesman mentality. We all know that that is, in my opinion, thinking. I'm trying to find a good picture for you guys, okay? So I'd rather you have a good view. Okay, so let's just look out there at that. Like our 2006, we are actually in Atlanta. And Eric, tell everybody where you are.
So I'm actually in the just west of the Washington, D.C. Area. I'm in Northern Virginia in a little town called Leesburg. It's very pretty, and it's also very hot up here today, too, and humid. So I'm feeling you.
Well, Erica, thanks for that opportunity and that that mention about the computer screen. Unfortunately, my computer screen will have my notes on it, and I figure I don't want you guys to see my notes or what I'm talking about with Eric, so I figured I'd give you a little bit of scenery.
It's like having an interview in the wild.
That's right. Now, okay, by Leica 2006, I can't tell you exactly where I am because that's not good. I don't know if you, I hope that you're here for the right reason. All right, so Eric, what is that first blunder that most of us make when we're at a networking function?
Well, I actually, you give a great lead into it because one of the biggest things that I see that's a mistake is that people think that when they're out networking, that their primary job is to pass out business cards. So what I see is I see a lot of people, they go to the event and they focus on making sure they hand everybody in the room a business card. And unfortunately, this really isn't particularly productive. I actually was teaching a group a few weeks ago, and I like to teach people a little trick. So here's a trick to go with the don't do that, right? So don't give people business cards until they ask for them. And I had some anxiety in the room when I brought this up. And the reason is this, that the business card is not what actually gets you a follow-up phone call or a follow-up meeting. And when you're out networking, what you are really trying to do is you're trying to make connections with people. So you're trying to get into a conversation, both there at the event and after the event. Well, if all you're doing is handing people business cards, but they're not connecting it to anything that they talk to you about, then this really is not helping your case. It's not moving your business forward. It's not helping you meet the people that you really need to meet. And then to be able to get into a conversation so that you can talk to them afterwards. So don't focus so much on the business card. Focus on actually having them having a conversation with somebody, which is why I recommend that after you've had a conversation, then that's when it's appropriate to give somebody your business card so that they know how to get in touch with you and so that you know how to get in touch with them.
Now, Eric, I have some people telling us that we have a little feedback out there. So if you have your scope on since you're just now joining us on Periscope, make sure that you actually, if you can mute that out, that would be great.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Is that better, Scopers? And I tell you what, I was on Robert Stern's call today, and he talked about, well, his Periscope, Robert C. Stern, and he talked about ETAs, engage to action. So I'm engaging with you guys. And I'm also out there letting other people know the importance of just do it. I'm scoping again the radio show for our second broadcast. Now, we've been broadcasting now for, been on radio almost 7 years, but 4 years, going on 5 years of Let's Talk Strategies, now the new Strategy Talk and More. And I thought that this content was so important. It looks like we just dropped from Scope. I'll go back in with Scopers in a second. I thought our content was so important that it was worth the scope, in my opinion. And although we're dealing with some of the ups and downs of the technology, because Periscope is just like really so new with to most of us, that I wanted to make sure that I still got out there. I had people saying, Danette, what are you waiting on? Just do it. You've got awesome content for your radio show, so you need to go head on and make sure that you get it out there. Get it out there. So now, Eric, what about the second biggest blunder? Let me tell you, there's so many different things, I think, in my opinion.
Well, part of the reason I decided to do this work, actually, Danette, was because nobody ever taught me how to do it. So when I, you know, and I'm almost 50, so we'll call it that. So I, you know, I came into the working world and I didn't start off in sales or quote unquote business. I actually worked in television. So I didn't have to meet a whole lot of people and do a whole lot of networking. Although looking back, it would have done me a lot of good. When I got into sales, a number of years later, you know, my training was basically, here's your stack of business cards, go to meetings and meet people. So I started to look at this, you know, well, what are the things that I see that a lot of people do that they bump up into that causes them anxiety and causes, you know, problems and slows their networking down? And the second big thing I see is that along with the business cards, I see people go to an event and they walk into the room and they think, I have to meet everybody here. So trying to meet everybody at an event, for some events, frankly, is just impossible. So a lot of the networking events I go to are small. So meetup.com has started this whole new thing about lots of small networking events happening all over the place. But if you go to a larger event with even 50 to 100 people, you know, you're only there for an hour or two. It's really basically impossible for you to walk around and meet everybody. And actually, if you think about it, that's not what you want to be doing, because if you're standing there and somebody swoops in, spouts their elevator speech, drops a card off for you, and then scampers off to talk to the next person, you really didn't get any good information from them, right? We're back to this, I'm just focusing on I have their business card. But I really don't know what they do. I didn't get a chance to find out anything about them or how they might relate to me, how they might help me, or how I might help them. So really the key is to focus on having conversation. I have a sort of a rule of thumb. If I go to an event, I don't care how many people are there. If I'm there for an hour or two and I have three really good conversations that lead to a couple of meetings afterwards, I consider that a successful networking event.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So now, what's your thought pattern about, you know, kind of piggybacking or touching back on what I first mentioned when we first got on our call about the business card pushers? I mean, I guess my thought pattern on that, Eric, I guess it's a statement more so than just a question. When people try to push things on you and they don't even know if it is a need, if your service is a need, if you can even, if they can even help you with whatever pain point it is that you may be struggling with. You know,
what's your thought
on that? You just automatically go up to people and just pass off a business card just because you got one and, you know, they may know somebody of somebody and all of that?
That's true. Well, and actually, ironically, that kind of leads us to the third mistake, the big blunder, which is going for the kill, I like to call it. So a lot of times, you know, the reason that we're put off at networking event is because somebody tries to go too fast. And that's, I think, what you're saying is an example of that. If I just met you and I jump straight to the here's my business card, I don't know that I want your business card, you know, at that point. You know, you do something and I'm sure it's wonderful and you may be a very nice person, but I have no idea why I'm even having a conversation with you yet. So similarly, people who were there to not just give you a business card, but to actually try to get you to sign something or buy something or set a meeting, you know, forcefully do that, That's really off-putting, and especially in today's business world, people don't like to be sold like that. You know, people don't want to make relationships with people who are going to be overly pushy. That actually will hurt you more than it will help you, and I think that's a great illustration you made about that.
Okay. Now, for our scopers, I do apologize. I had an outage, and you know what that outage was? Although my iPad said it was charged, it just died on me. So I did have my handy, dependable iPhone. So we're back here, and we are scoping. My name is Danette Moss. I am the founder of Let's Talk Strategies, home of Get Your SaaS On. SaaS stands for Strategy Talk and More, and the Online Visibility Method. And today I'm scoping and interviewing the awesome Eric Beard. Eric is the founder of Pitch for Success. And our topic today is the five big business networking blunders most people make and how to avoid them. Now, if you guys have any questions for Eric, please make sure that you ask away here, because although he is actually sitting over, what state are you in again, Eric?
I'm in Virginia.
Eric is over in Virginia. He is still able and willing to answer any and all questions that you guys may have. Again, our topic today here is the five big business networking blunders most people make and how to avoid them. Now, Eric, since our scopers were actually knocked off, could you do me a favor and just recap very quickly the first two blunders that you spoke of?
Sure. So the first one we talked about was, you know, don't focus so much on just passing out business cards to everybody. Nobody likes to have a business card forced on them when they don't know why. And the second one is that you don't really have to meet every single person that you run into at an event. If you go to an event and there's 50 people there, you don't have to meet 50 people. Focus on having a couple, two, three, four conversations that are more in-depth and more comfortable. And then like we just talked a little bit about number three, actually, which is, you know, don't be so pushy. Don't go for the kill. You know, you don't have to give people your card. You don't have to land that, you know, meeting or try to get somebody to buy something while you're there at the event.
Okay, great. Now, and I see Chris Cruz online. Chris, I don't know if you were there earlier and we dropped off. My iPad had a blunder. This is the relationship piece of what Periscope does. You see us live and in motion, and sometimes the craziest things happen. So thanks so much for joining us. And I see you just joined, so I just want to let you know who I am and who's here speaking with us today about this awesome topic on the five big business networking blunders. And he is Eric Beard. He is the founder of Pitch for Success. And my name is Danette Moss of Let's Talk Strategies. We just got finished speaking about two blunders. We're getting ready to go to the third networking blunder people make when networking for business or in business. And if you want to catch those other two, please make sure that you listen to the replay. We're also going to have a replay link for you guys to listen to as well after the show. So, Eric, what about that third biggest blunder? I know that we told people we're going to share five. Should we get them in?
Yeah. So let's say that you meet somebody at an event, right? And you have a chat, and you do exchange your business cards. Then something that people mistake is that they assume at that point that we are now in a relationship.
Okay.
So this is actually a problem because you just met this person. You know, it's nice you had a nice chat, you know, but you can only learn so much about somebody in, you know, 2 or 3 or 5 minutes or even 10 minutes. So going back and immediately starting to pepper them with all kinds of information and putting them on your newsletter list and sending them cards and all of this stuff, you can overwhelm somebody by treating them as if they're somebody you've known for 15 years, right? So you want to be a little more laid back. You want to be a little more careful. Realize that you've potentially uncovered a connection, but you don't want to overdo it, right? You want to let this unfold. So be careful what you send them. I'm all about sending thank you notes or thank you emails. That is totally appropriate. But I always caution about overwhelming somebody with too much stuff as soon as you meet them, because you don't really, you're not in a relationship with them yet.
Okay. You know, here's the thing. There was something called that I wrote about in my book, and thanks for you guys again as well. Today I have Eric Beard from Pitch for Success, and our topic is the 5 big business networking blunders most people make and how to avoid them. Now, we are actually scoping, along with our main radio show and podcast is actually taking place over on Blog Talk Radio. We've already addressed the first 3 blunders, and we're getting ready to move on to the next one. But let me tell you, in my book, Let's Talk Strategies, Conversations with Millionaires, Eric, I'm so glad you bought what you just bought up. I had another interview where I interviewed someone, and we talked about how people want you to go straight to profitability. They don't know you from a can of paint. There has been no visibility with them. Credibility hadn't been built. But then yet they want you to jump straight there. It's so important that people understand wholeheartedly that relationships, in the networking phase, building relationships are so important. It's important. You know, before you can think that I'm going to jump into a joint venture situation with you, before you can think that I'm going to automatically just use your services, relationship building is so important. And that, in my opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, in networking, you know, that's a piece that we have to understand first and foremost. We have to build those relationships. We have to, find out the needs of the person and not just try to sell them.
Well, if you think about it, I like to say that business is all about people and relationships, period. That's the basis. So the reason you're networking is to meet people, and hopefully you'll find some of them that you want to create business relationships with. That's the real key. So you're totally right.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I find that, especially with the radio show, I've gotten so many people that just want to get on the show. You know, their products or services are not necessarily the perfect marriage, you know. And if they just spent just 5 minutes of the time to research my show and the topics that I speak about, even look at my business, they would have some sort of idea as to the type of business I do. And, you know, for people to be on my show, they have to speak to my niche. You get what I'm saying? My target audience.
Yep.
Their topics have to be able to help people. And it always surprises me when people don't do their homework. Like, I did my homework. You and I interviewed. We spoke. I spoke to you. You know, we had our relationship-building time before I agreed to have you on the show. And to me, that was a form of networking, you know.
Absolutely.
Engaging, finding out more about each other, you know, doing what Robert C. Stern talked about today in his scope, where he talked about doing ETAs, asking questions. And then answering those questions if need be. It's all about that. So, Eric, what did we leave off on? Did we already make it to our 4th one?
So, I think we've gone through 4. So, we got one left. So,
okay.
You want to know what that is?
Yes, please share that 4th biggest blunder.
So the other big thing that I see that people get hung up on is their elevator speech. So I like to say that I'm on a quest to get rid of the elevator speech. Now, when I say that, I don't mean that you don't need a good way to introduce yourself that's short. You absolutely do. The problem is that the blunder that I see is that people get stuck in their elevator speech, okay? They create an elevator speech, they memorize it, and then that's all they ever use. There's a lot of things that are wrong with that, and we could go on for another hour on just that. But the problem is that you only have one way to introduce yourself. You're only telling people about one of the aspects of your business and about who you are. It also doesn't account for the fact that you really need to get into a conversation. And sometimes the elevator speech will spark the conversation, but sometimes it doesn't. So you have to be prepared for what do you do after you say your elevator speech. And you need to have a flexible way to introduce yourself so that you're not stuck with just one scripted way to talk about yourself. It frankly can feel kind of uncomfortable and phony if you're not careful.
I agree, because it will feel phony. It'll feel like a sale. And it's what I say, used car salesman mentality. You know, and then you're stumbling over things. You don't know what to say, or either you come off like you're trying to be slick, you know, and not many people want to do that.
Yeah, it's better to be authentic than to be slick.
Now, how about you share with us, is there anything that we can do as business owners and just people in general when they're out mixing and mingling with people? Is there anything people can do to avoid these mistakes in general beyond these specific examples that you actually shared with us a little while ago?
Yeah, so the big things that I work do a lot of work with people on is just figuring out how to be yourself. Your goal when you're out networking, wherever you are, whatever the event is that you are there to make an introduction with somebody, get introduced, and then look for a connection. You won't connect with everybody. So be yourself, have fun, enjoy the conversation, just get to know people, talk about what you do, but don't feel like it's this big ominous thing that has to be done a certain way. Relax and enjoy into the conversation.
Have fun, huh?
Yeah, try to have fun, absolutely. And I know that's easier for some people than others, but it can be done.
Wow. Eric, let me tell you, it's funny how time flies when we're having fun. We're actually down to our last 3 minutes here for our blog talkers. And before we let them go and continue over on Periscope, I would love for you to share with our blog talkers how they could actually find you, a little bit of information about you and where they can connect with you, Facebook, Twitter, and so forth, and then share with them your special offer as well.
Absolutely. So you can find me on the web, the cyber webs, at pitchforsuccess.com. And that's also my Twitter handle, which is Pitch for Success. And you can find me as Eric Byrd, E-R-I-C-B-Y-R-D, on LinkedIn. I love to link with people on LinkedIn. And what I thought I would do for your community, Danette, is to I put together a special offer that I'm calling the Networking Checkup. So one of the things that I do is I teach classes. So I have a comprehensive online networking training program called Network with Ease. What I've done is I have taken that program and broken it into individual lessons about different things, like how to introduce yourself and how to deal with jargon and how to not be nervous and what to say after you introduce yourself, all these things. So what I'm doing is I put together a package for $97 that is a 30-minute strategy session on the phone with me, and then I will give you a lesson from the online course, so you'll have access to the online lesson, and then we will do a 45-minute coaching session after the lesson with me to make sure that you are understanding and that you figure out how to apply. So that whole package, that's normally, I think it's like $450 or something if you got all those individually. But for your community, we'll do it at, it's $97, and you can get to it at pitch/Danette, so D-A-N-E-E-T-T-E. So that should be easy for all your followers to remember, pitch for success/Danette, and they can get all the information there, and you can get more information about me on the site as well.
Wow, you spelled it right. I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be fun. It's fun work. I love doing those strategy sessions with people. That's a lot of fun.
All right. All right now, so our Blog Talk community, if you would like to continue to hang out with Eric and I, we are hanging out right now over on Periscope. The recording will still be available for 24 hours. That's 24 hours, not only just on Periscope, but it'll be available for 24 hours over on the Blog Talk community platform there on the Strategy Talk and More page. So feel free to visit us back there and listen to the full recording in its entirety there. And if you have any questions, make sure that you you can actually, you know, tweet or message us over at Twitter. Eric, tell them your handle over at Twitter. Mine is Danette Moss ATL. What's yours, Eric?
It's at Pitch for Success.
All right. So you guys can join Eric over at Pitch for Success, and I'm Danette Moss ATL. If you have any networking questions that you feel we did not cover, again, our topic today was the 5 big business networking blunders most people make and how to avoid them. And we knew how to avoid them. We're counting you guys down over on Blog Talk, and we will continue over on our Periscope format. All right, Eric. So make sure you guys join us over there. Eric, now, during our conversation here, you know, we talked about the pitfalls. We talked about how to prepare ourselves better when we're at business networking areas, that we don't kind of trip and fall over those areas. Could you expand a little bit on that? You know, share, how should we better prepare ourselves? Should we really, really have a little bit more, you know, people have a sit down and we go through this elevator pitch, you know, and people tell you to practice it on people, stand in the mirror, look at yourself, try to get it down to a certain amount of seconds, you know, and every year it seems like that time moves from 15 seconds to 30 seconds, you know,
that's
back
right.
And forth. You know, is there a real way to prepare so that you won't fall into these networking traps, I guess, or, you know, a way that we would actually sell ourselves in a nutshell so we won't come off as pushy?
Yeah, so that's actually a great question, Danette. So it can be tricky, and the reason is you're right. So people don't have much of an attention span, and it is getting worse, right? So when you're depending on the type of event you're going to, so this is the other thing that I like to work on with people, is understanding why you are networking and then figuring out where the best place to be networking is, right? So some of us network a prospecting tool. So it's part of our sales process. And we're going to go to an event. Maybe it's, you know, a regular group like a BNI or a Chamber of Commerce have like the networking groups. And the purpose of those groups is to get to know each other and to then, you know, basically refer people to each other. That's the purpose of a group like that. Well, introducing yourself in a group like that is a little different than it would be if you're at, say, an after-hours mixer in your industry, or if you're maybe at a conference somewhere. So this is where this idea of the elevator speech becomes a little trickier. So if I'm at an industry conference and I bump into somebody in the, you know, the buffet line or whatever, and I rattle off an elevator speech, you know, I'm not sure how that they may take that, right? Because elevator speeches are usually scripted and they feel like I'm trying to sell you something because that's the context people are used to hearing them in. So instead, you want to be thinking about ways to introduce yourself that are what I call more flexible. So, for example, the process that I use when I teach people how to create these flexible introductions is to actually to work on identifying what's your overall story. So what is it that you're trying to get across to the world? What are you trying to tell the world about you individually? And then we break that into what I call story elements. And those are different things that you could talk about. Maybe it's the type of work you do. Maybe it's the type of customers you have. Maybe it's a story of you working with a client or an interesting statistic. All of those things are good conversation material. So then what we want to do is we want to decide, well, how do we want to use that material in an introduction in a certain scenario? And this is where preparing in advance, how do I want to introduce myself? But not just preparing one way, actually having a way to prepare a bunch of different ways. So here's my example. So I belong to one of the local chambers of commerce, and we have a regular networking group that meets twice a month. So it's 12, I think there's 15 of us in the group now. So I go to that group every 2 weeks, and I introduce myself to the same people every 2 weeks. Well, I introduce myself a different way every meeting, and I've been in the group for 2.5 years. So I literally have hundreds of ways to introduce myself now, and I have practiced them. So this becomes really useful when I bump into somebody at an event, and I know that they're, say, a doctor, and I have worked with a doctor. I can introduce myself in a way that might be more interesting to a doctor because I have some experience. Now, I want to prepare those elements so that I have them ready. But then it's like I can pull them out of my pocket and use them as I need them. That's one of the ways that you can prepare. And anybody can prepare for networking so that they don't fall down by thinking, I am here to try to build relationships. I'm not here to try to sell. I'm not here to try to get land a job. I'm not here to get a promotion, whatever the reason you're there, right? You're there to meet people, to find connections, and then hopefully some of those connections will end up becoming business relationships for you. I am not hearing you, Danette, by the way.
Oh, wow. Are you there? Can you hear me now? Lost some connectivity.
Now I can hear you. There you are.
Great, great, great. I can see me just talking away here on my face on Periscope. I tell you, technology is something else, but I tell you, this content is what's key. And so, guys, don't
it's
charge
great.
It to my... Well,
you know, technology is great when it works.
That's right. Don't
I came out of the technology
house.
Industry. Right, that was my former life, is in technology, and actually in streaming and video
too.
Is actually my life. So it's like, it's wonderful when it works.
Yes, yes, yes. But what I was saying is that, you know, hearing what you were saying a moment ago was so real, you know, because if people understand that when you go to these different functions, you know, if you know where you're going and the fact that you go to this place that you're a member of on a monthly basis or weekly, I'm not quite sure, again, how many times that you go and connect with them, but at least even on a monthly basis, the fact that you have a different way to introduce yourself each time you go, it meant two things to me. One, you truly, truly appreciate the people that you're going to be around. That's one. And we want to make sure that when we go around people, that people know that we're real, that we're serious about what we're doing, but also that we are truly concerned about what it is, what's in it for them, not necessarily just for them. So you've taken the time to do your homework. So when you get a chance to introduce yourself, you're kind of introducing yourself, but you're also showing what's in it for them. You're not just all about you. So what I was saying is that because when I explain myself or tell people or give my speech or my pitch and I tell people who I am when I'm at networking events, it truly depends on where I am as to how I, you know, what I say in that intro. And as my title is Online Visibility Strategist, if I'm dealing with a lot of women because my niche are, you know, the wife and moms, I'll say, hey there, I'm Danette Moss, online visibility strategist to wifepreneurs and mompreneurs. Right then and there, I'm telling you who I am and who I work with, you know. So I want you to know who I'm dealing with and what I actually have to offer, but not in a salesy way. I like that relaxed mode, and I love the way that you chose to speak about your delivery, you know, making it fun. Preparation is key. That it is. It's really key. If you guys here see me on Periscope, it's getting hot out here in Atlanta. I'm sitting here on my back.
Welcome to summer on the East Coast, I'm telling you.
Yes, and I'm talking to Eric Beard here from Pitch for Success. And our topic here today is the 5 big business networking blunders most people make and how to avoid them. If you have any questions for Eric, please feel free to type it here in the chat area. And give Eric any hearts if you feel like he's touched on some things that was important to you. And if you have any questions or if you want to later connect with him, you can actually connect with him on Twitter at Pitch for Success. And you can connect with me on Twitter as well at Danette Moss ATL. Now, Eric, we are actually kind of gone over, and I know that you have other clients that you have to deal with. But I've got, if you don't mind, one last question before you tell our listeners how they could actually connect with you more and get that special offer. Let me ask you. Networking is a trained type thing for people that take it seriously, okay? People understand it. They know it's really important because networking is about building relationships and so forth. Could you tell us who taught you about networking? You know, is it important to be taught by someone to actually network?
That's an interesting question, actually, Danette. So the reality is I learned networking from a bunch of different places and a bunch of different people, and realistically, it was all trial and error. So, you know, I've had some really great – I have worked with some fantastic people over the years, and I have had some really good managers and bosses that I've worked with. One of them, actually, my favorite, I would say, actually helped, he worked at a couple of companies. They actually made up jobs for me because we wanted to work together so badly. I really learned a lot. His name's actually Craig Reinhart. I'm going to be sending out some, he's doing some new work on entrepreneurship that I'm really excited about that I want to start sharing when he's ready to start releasing. But, he and I got along really well, and we saw eye to eye about the relationship and about making what you were saying, I think, was very poignant. Making it about the other person. The other person needs to be relevant to the other person that you're talking to.
Yes.
So having that ability to be able to do it. He always understood that, and he helped me and has guided me. He's a mentor for me. Beyond that, it was really me trying different things and seeing what worked. Now, you mentioned at the very beginning that I kind of have this strange, diverse background. I was in television production, so I was a creative, and I'm still a writer. Mm-hmm. I actually still write screenplays. Then I got into technology sales, which was video at first and broadcast television, and then it became IT. And I did all kinds of different things. And then I became an actual IT engineer and a trainer. And then I shifted over into doing this work, which is, more professional development work. And in all of that time, the thread that goes through everything is this concept of how do you tell your story? Because what I really learned early, Danette, was that human beings communicate through story. We just do it.
Okay.
That's what we're doing right now. We're telling each other stories.
Yes.
So if you are conscious of that, then you can figure out, well, what kind of story do I need to tell in this situation to this person to make this relationship productive? So it really was kind of hit or miss, trial and error. I made a lot of mistakes. I made all of these blunders myself and eventually figured out that this just wasn't going to get me to building the kind of relationship in my professional life that enabled me to stay employed, build a business, have good, strong relationships to carry me through, tough economic times, which is, frankly, one of the reasons I think it's important to be networking and creating relationships.
Wow. I tell you, we've all made these mistakes. We've all made them. And unfortunately, some of us will continue making those. But if we understand we have a person by the name of Eric Beard that we can go to at Pitch for Success, he can actually
help us.
Well,
that's what I'm here for. That's what I hope, right?
Correct.
It is funny, Danette. So one of the things that sparked creating the Pitch for Success program was that I lost my job. So in 2009, I got fired. And so I started calling people. Well, I had a job offer in an hour and a half. And that really made me go, hey, wait a minute. But not only did it make me go, hey, wait a minute, it made all my friends and family go, hey, wait a minute, how'd you do that?
Wow.
So I started looking into it, and that teaching them what I had done to build a network that could get me a job in an hour and a half was actually what spawned this idea of the training program, because it can be done. It can be learned. It's not a soft skill. That's the other thing I'm starting to talk about more lately. I don't think networking is a soft skill. I think it's a hard skill. So I'm approaching it from a skill-building perspective as if it's a hard skill, because you can learn, anybody can learn how to do it. So I hope I can help people, Danette. I really do.
I'll tell you what, Eric, I so appreciate you for being a special guest here on Strategy Talking More, and also agreeing to join me over on Periscope in our second radio and podcast-type scope that had its oops earlier. But I tell you, the content is what's so important. So, guys, again, don't charge it to Eric. Don't even charge it to my heart. Charge it to my head. This technology sometimes is crazy. I promise you it did say it was charged, and then all of a sudden we have some uh-ohs. But nonetheless, this content that's here is what I want you guys to grab a hold to. This is what it's all about.